Well, the big decisions to address climate change in Australia are usually made in Canberra or in the boardrooms of Sydney and Melbourne. It's people in small rural towns who most often have to make the effort to deal with it. New research has found hundreds of towns and remote communities may cease to exist if they don't adapt in advance. But there's resistance to change because of lingering scepticism about climate change. Tom Nightingale reports.
The report says people in inland areas need to adapt to a hotter future. Some disagree. Leon Ashby lives in Mount Gambier.
Whenever you're talking with somebody, and like I lean over the fence post and talk with a lot of farmers and that, and I would say 80, 90% would scoff at what's happening politically when you're talking about climate change. And, you know, we all say, look, we'd love some global warming when it's a cold day or whatever it is. All those sorts of attitudes, they're constant right through the rural communities.
He's a spokesman for the No Carbon Tax Climate Skeptics Party. He says it has 800 paid-up members, but represents an opinion that's much more widely held in rural areas. The party's position is that the climate is changing, but it's only minor and not due to humans. Robert Gordon is a sheep farmer at Gyra in northern New South Wales.
I take on board that the experts are saying that we are having a significant effect, but I also take on board that there are some scientists who don't believe that.
He says he believes people in regional areas are no less sceptical.
I think you'll find that the majority of farmers are already factoring in climate change in their plans for the future.
Rural scepticism is a major barrier to climate change adaptation, according to a new report studying 1,600 inland towns. Its author is Professor Andrew Beer from the University of Adelaide.
It's impossible to predict because between now and 2050 is a very long time, but you could easily see the loss of 10%. So say 160 country towns across Australia could be gone within 20 years and a further 10% by 2050, simply because of climate change and the failure to adapt to it.
He says people in remote and Indigenous communities are particularly at risk of not adapting.
You need both education and you need resources to adapt to any major change, including climate change.
Other Adelaide University research has found very hot days will become much more common in outback South Australia. Dr. Melissa Nursey-Bray is with the University of Adelaide.
Which means more hot days, more really hot days above 40 degrees. In places like Unidata, number of really hot days above 40 degrees might increase from something like 37 to 47 by 2030.
She works with the local Arabunna people on strategies to adapt to the warming weather. The project is the first of its type in Australia.
It's looking at water-saving measures, looking at measures that relieve heat stress, using, you know, renewable technologies and processes that will minimise the impact of extreme heat.
The program is funded by the federal government's National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility.
Tom Nightingale.